Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
It's a blessing to be back here in the house of Yahweh. I'm thankful that you allowed me to take a break like that. Thank you. It's been a very long time since my wife and my daughter and myself have been able to fellowship as we were able to fellowship. So everything is always so restless, especially when we're trying to get this property together here and in the transition. You know, now we've been here for a year here on Gilman Street. And we also wanted to commemorate our 20th wedding anniversary. That's why we went away. So we're so thankful for that opportunity. But you know, I never mind being away because I know the church is in incredibly awesome hands with the apostle at the helm, you know. He's an OG. He's been driving the ship for a long time. So I am so thankful that he was able to bless you all. It's so appropriate, too, that we have been speaking about walking in the greater work. Because we were told by Yeshua that there's a greater work. But one of the issues are that maybe some of us don't understand what that is, what it looks like, what it sounds like. Go to John, the Hebrew name for John is Yohanan. We always acknowledge that because that's the roots. Those are our roots. And that's why we use the name Yeshua. And we're going to talk about that. So why are you always talking about that? Because it's necessary. It is the foundation of faith. It's the foundation of our belief and what the gospel is. It's based upon Yeshua. There's no way around that. And to do this work in these last days, people are going to have to come back to truth. You know, people have gone away from truth with doctrines in their own mind, what they thought. We're going to show you something today. 14th chapter of John or Yohanan, the 12th verse. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Let's stop right there. Verily, verily, I say unto you that he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Okay. The key is believeth. You're not going to be able to do what he does, has done, unless you, and we got a messed up view of believing. When we say we believe stuff, it's questionable if we really do believe. Because if we believe, we will act a certain way. There's a certain thing you do when you believe something. I mean, when you believe something to your bones, you act a certain way. And you carry yourself and you say certain things that verify. Oh, let me calm down a little bit because I've been gone for a little. Haven't been in this spot for a minute. But when you get a chance to kind of commune with Yahweh and hear what he's saying in the water and in the waves and in the air, you know, and there's some stuff that, and it's so beautiful because there was some stuff that he was telling me, and while I was gone, there was some stuff that he was telling the apostle. And then when we came together, we was like, he was telling us the same thing. Because it's a time for a move. Amen. See, I know you know what I'm talking about. You know how it is when you got somebody in front of you and the way is open and you want to move and then they in the way and they holding you up and it's like, move out the way. If you ain't gonna go, then move out the way. Because I want to go. And that's how it is about the things of Yahweh. Listen, as a church, like the minister of music was saying, we got people that believe, we got people that really want to go. If y'all don't want to go, I want to show you something. If you don't want to go, there's something very important I want to show you. It's right there. It's a door. Because if you don't want to walk this, if you don't want to do this, don't hold the rest of us up. Tell your neighbor, I want to move. And there is a move coming. See, the enemy knows that there is an imminent move of the people of Yahweh. That's why he's acting a fool like he's never acted a fool before. We see some, even people in the secular community are looking at even this presidential election and saying, my God, I've never seen anything like this. They're not even in God, and they're saying, my God. And they're saying, I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand how people are gravitating to this craziness that's going on. Well, see, we spiritual people, we know what's going on. We know it's a crazy spirit. It's the enemy, right? Because even the people that are out in the world can see it and they don't understand it. So if the people in the world are saying, my God, what's going on? Then what is your excuse as a people of Yahweh? You should have the answer. You should have it. So I'm saying, church, you better start paying attention to what's going on in this world. Because you've depended on this world. But this world, let me restate this. You dependent on this world and what you think this world has to offer you. But you see, this world is going to a place of destruction. So that's why we need Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh, for giving us an opportunity to come to you so that we have a way of escape. We have a way out of this craziness. Because I'm telling you, the stuff that's going down, I don't want to be here for that foolishness. So I want to be prepared for Yeshua's return. But in the meantime, there's a work. Tell your neighbor, there's a greater work. And so we got to understand what this is. So when we're talking about, when he says, believeth on me, what does believeth mean? It's from the Greek word pistuo. And that means that you have bought into this idea of Yeshua and what he did for you. Because isn't that when people come and say, hey, I want to give my life to the Lord. That's it. They say that. There's something, we understand, I know that there's something greater. There's a greater call on my life. I want to give my life to the Lord. I've tried it my way and I've done it. I've been in control of my life for 30, 50, and you know, kids come to Yahweh. And we don't forbid them. But when you a kid, you ain't been through much. I was 9 years old when I was like, oh, I want to come. And I didn't know exactly what that meant. So I had to bump my head, break my legs, busted arm, bruises upside my head while I was a teenager and even in the early adulthood, until I finally realized I can't do this without him. Anybody find that out too? I mean, I'm talking about spiritually. Who broke their leg spiritually and arms? And you lucky that by the time everything was broken, all you could do was crawl to him. Anybody crawl to him? Like, I don't mess this thing up. Right? So there comes a point in time where you say, you know what? I believe that he died for my sins. I believe that he was buried and crucified and rose again for me, right? And that is the basis. So then we believe that and we accept it. And then you trust that that is true. And then you commit yourself to it. If you're not there, you're not really believing. And this is just a start. This is just giving you, you ain't even in the dough yet. If you do this stuff right here, you're not even there yet. You haven't even gotten to the place. This is just the basics. Tell your neighbor, this is just the basics. If you can't get this, you're gonna miss it. Even folks that's been saved 30 years is still struggling with number two. Believeth is a part of this process. If you in and out and in and out and you here today and you know, you're like, well, you know, I can't make it back, but you know, when I get back, you're not truly convinced. Yahweh wants people who are totally sold out. Totally. Like, I can't make it without you. And a lot of times we give him our life and then we take it back 30 days later. And then we keep it for 60 days and then we give it back to him and maybe we'll give it to him for a couple weeks and then we pull it back again. And every time you do that, you got to start all over. It sounds like I got some people to know what I'm talking about. So you gotta get all three of these just to get to the dough. The door ain't even open yet. But this gets you. Anybody, when you was in the world, you went to the club and they wouldn't let you in? Somebody said, that happened to me last night. Oh, well, I'm just saying. That's what you're what I'm talking about. And they wouldn't let you in. They just get you to the door. And then you try to do some talk. Well, I know so-and-so. You know, he in there. And what they say at the door, you ain't. You're not on the list. But he's given us an opportunity to at least get to the door and really know that we're on the list if we can do these things. So when we read this, it says, the works that I do, shall he do also. This is what you need to understand. You got to work. It's an expectation. Tell your neighbor, he expects you to work. You got people in your house that ain't got no job? Oh, am I stepping on toes? And they supposed to contribute, and they just sitting up, and you working, and you come back home, and they playing Pokemon Go. You're expecting them to work. Do something.
And then we got people spiritually, this happens spiritually too. So we got people who was like, well, I don't know what my calling is. I don't know what my purpose is. So I'm just going to sit down here until he tell me what to do. I'm telling you, and you still sitting down. You've been sitting down for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35 years. If you in the same place, if you don't get up, you ain't never going to know what your calling is. Tell your neighbor, do something. Isn't this what you guys say? When somebody don't have a job and they in the house, you were like, well, go do something. Go to McDonald's or something. Flip some burgers. Do something. They want a big giant job in a high rise where they get, you know, they don't have to get their hands dirty. And you ain't even paid no dues. Apostle said, at least do something. Even if it means taking out the trash. But we got folks here, they don't want to do nothing. They don't want to even pick up a piece of paper for the ministry. Off the ground. Because why? And you ask them, why did you pick that up? Well, I don't know what my calling is. I don't know what my purpose is. Tell your neighbor one more time. Do something. Anything. The kingdom needs anything. Anything you can do. Come on now. But see, that is a problem. The kingdom is not going to advance with you sitting on your behind still. He got to speak to me. He's speaking to you right now. You got to grow up into this thing. But it's always a constant. You serve a God whose name means he's always constantly moving. He's always coming. He's working in your behalf. He done already done what you need for next week. You need something for next week. You don't even know that you need it. And he's already working in your behalf right now. So what is he doing? Tell your neighbor, he working. What if you served a God that said, I don't know what to do. And you need something, and he ain't moving. He said he fired. Well, then you ain't got no God. You ain't got the right one, baby. You ain't got it. But we serve a God who's constantly, always moving forward. That tells you, that gives you an example of what he expects for you. He expects a people that are always going to be moving forward, and that means upward. You got to get to the great, to get to the greater works, you got to do some work. You can't get to the greater works until you do some little work. And so he says, you're going to do these works that I do also, and then you're going to do the greater works than these shall I do, because I'm out of here. I'm about to go to my Father, right? So let's find out what these words mean. Work. From the Greek word ergos. What is a work? It is a deed or an action that carries out or completes an intention or purpose. Everything that you work and do for the kingdom is a completion of an action that has an intention and a purpose. Everything you do for Yahweh has a purpose. And I don't care what you think or feel about what that work is. There is no work that is too small for the kingdom of Yahweh. When you service aid, meaning you just helping people, you can go over here, you answering questions, you go over here, that's a kingdom work. That's something that makes people feel welcome. But saints don't want to do that. When you usher, can you sit here? Or please sit over here. It's a work that is needful in the kingdom. But nobody want to serve. Uh-oh, it's getting quiet up in here. You looking for something greater. But you ain't going to get to the greater stuff until you do the little stuff. And it's day by day, y'all. Everything that you do builds upon it. And builds and builds. So when we look at the word work, it has an intention and a purpose. So we got to get work straight first. Now, the next word is two words for greater. And only one of these words mean the greater that is stated here. One work is called, greater work is called megas. It's a Greek word, and it means the greatest. Well, mega is where we get the word mega. Mega, fill in the blank for me. Mega what? Mega Millions. Some of y'all played that last week. It means what? The greatest. It's the top thing. What's mega two? Mega what? Give me another fill in. Everybody keep on getting stuck on Mega Millions. It's the biggest thing, right? Somebody said mega church. The greatest, the biggest. Well, this work that he's talking about, we know that work is ergos, if he's saying in a greater ergos, and if we use this megas ergos, meaning the greatest work, that's not it. There's another word. What's the next word? Maison. Say maison. That means to a greater degree. Not the greatest, but it means work to a greater degree. Also means from a lesser to a greater. Not the greatest, but you know what Yahweh has done has been megas. Did he do some megas in your life? Did he do the greatest work in your life? Anybody acknowledge that he did the greatest work in your life? So because he did the megas, he's looking for some folks that will do the maison. He said, I did the greatest work, but now I need you to do some works to a greater degree that you've been from what you've been doing. And some of y'all have been doing nothing, and he needs you to do a greater degree than that. Because nothing from nothing leaves nothing. And if you ain't doing nothing, you ain't done nothing. Is that right? Let me say that one more time. If you ain't doing nothing, you ain't done nothing. And because you ain't done nothing, you ain't getting nothing. Wait. You ain't got nothing. And because you ain't got nothing, you ain't getting nothing. It's the truth. Because you're looking for, we haven't done this, but your attitude is bad. Well, where Yahweh at? You know, why ain't he done this? What have you done for him lately? When he says, he's saying, I'm out. I'm going to my father. So I'm expecting somebody to do a work because I'm gone. I was working while I was working while I was here. That's what Yeshua was saying. He was like, I was working when I was here. And I'm getting ready to go. And I'm just looking for a few good folks that's going to work for me when I go. I just need a few. I had 12 when I was down here on earth. I was rolling with 12. But now that I'm gone, I'm looking for some folks that's going to do what I did to a greater degree. Tell your neighbor, he's looking for some folks that's going to do the work to a greater degree. Meaning he did what he could with 12 folk. Now we got more than 12 folk up in here this morning. So there is an expectation that he has for you. So go to the, still on the 14th chapter, the 13th verse. He said, I'm going to my Father. 13th verse says, and whatsoever. Because see, for this work, you gotta ask. You gotta ask me what is needed. Right? You gotta, what does that mean? When you ask somebody something, what does that mean? When you have to ask them. You're making a request, that means that you have to acknowledge them. Right? And sometimes we just go doing stuff. Because we think, and he was like, I asked you to do that. If you had just asked me and acknowledged me, I would have told you what to do. But you ain't going to hear what he has to say unless you have a relationship with him. And this is the problem. Herein lies the problem. You guys got saved, but you don't have no relationship. You don't read your word. When you do come here, you're not listening. You're half asleep, or you totally asleep, or somewhere in between. You're either hiding somewhere in the building. When it's time to pray, you only pray when you got a situation. You don't come to pray to hear and say, Yahweh, what is it that you need me to do? And for him to articulate that to you by the Holy Ghost. But you're so busy saying what you need and what you want to do, and then you get up and you have no idea what he's saying. And if you read the word, you would at least have the basics of what you need to do. But now you ain't reading the word. You don't show up for church, a Bible study, prayer. And when you do show up, you're not here. You checked out. Somebody's on their cell phone right now looking for Pokemon. I'm gonna say that again. They're not here. And he's trying to like tell you. Somebody said, he's not here. Pokemon's not in here. That's a shame. But he says, whatever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. But let's go back. Whatsoever you shall ask, so you got to acknowledge him. And then he says, in my name. Well, first of all, you got to know his name. You're asking in a lot of different ways, but are you asking in? Well, what is the meaning of in? Well, first of all, you got to have the right name. And then we go back to the verse before. He that believeth. You got to believe in his name. He's saying, Yeshua is saying, I'm leaving. I'm going. He's the Logos. Come on, come on, come on, come on. That means that Yeshua was the embodiment of the living word. He walked with the disciples, and everything that came out of his mouth was the word, and it was living, and it was working. And everything that he said worked. Come on, y'all. Everything he said worked. When he said, rise and be healed, what happened? It had to rise. Because he was the embodiment of the what? The word. And he's saying, I'm the Logos, but I'm going. But I need a people, get ready, who are going to take my name. Yes. Believe in my name and be able to work and speak and transact and what? Speak my name. And when they believe in my name, when they speak, it'll work just like it worked when I said it.
All right.
Come on, but you gotta be, you can't just say his name, you gotta be in his name. Come on, come on, there's a difference in saying it. You can say whatever you wanna say, but if you believe, there's something that is alive and works in what you say. When you say it, when you're in his name, something else is working now. You release the power of the living Logos out into the atmosphere. Why isn't stuff happening for me? Because you're not operating in the name. Because if you were truly in the name, there ain't nothing that you couldn't say that would not manifest in this room. Tell your neighbor it won't work. Tell you one, it won't work unless you're in the name. See, there's a greater something coming. And because a greater something is coming, he was like, I got to get these people straight. First of all, you can't, you're not going to get to the greater until you get my name right. Say my name right. And then you got to get my name in your spirit. You got to believe that when you say in that name, there's power in that name. You got to believe that when you're invoking that name, there is a truth that's in that name. You got to believe that when you're speaking that name is alive and working. Because you said, well, why are these things happening? Because as the body of Mashiach, as the church, we are not totally operating completely in his name. Because he's saying, hey, there's some powers now that they have, the enemy has ramped up what it's doing. And yeah, you was able to get by for a little while by not really using all of the power, but now you're going to need all the power that I have to operate in my name. You need all the power that my name invokes. So he's saying, listen, he was like, when you were walking with me, you were asking me something because I was there. I was conveniently there. I was present. So I was right there. And you saw it and you asked me and I did it. You said what you needed. I was right there. But now that I'm gone, the power in my name is still able to operate just as if I was standing right here with you. If you believe in my name. You're not going to get nowhere unless you are in it. You got to be in it. Come on, tell yourself. Don't worry about your neighbor now. It's about you. Say, I got to be in it. I got to be in it. And it's a process. Because there's some certain things that you know that you need to get it fixed. You need to get it right. You know that you're not totally in the name. You sitting on the side of the name. And even when you say it, in the name of Yeshua. You gotta say his name with confidence. You gotta say it with authority. You gotta say it with power. And you're not going to get nothing done unless you completely are convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that that is his name and there is power in his name. It's his name. It's his name. And so it says, listen, 13th verse. It's so powerful. It's so powerful that if you were in it, you're putting him to action. You're putting him in action as if he was right here. Like, in the name of Yeshua, this needs to happen. And then you're what? What are you doing? You're putting his name into action. And he's going to work. He was working when he was here physically. But now that he's gone, he's saying, if you in my name, it's just like I'm right here. I'm right here right now. And the action is invoked in my name. There's power invoked in my name. But you gotta what? Tell yourself, I got to believe this. You gotta have what? And it says, so whatever, it's so powerful that whatever you shall ask when you invoke my name, he says, that what I do. And it says, that the what? Father, maybe what? They working, y'all. The next verse, it says, if you shall ask, what happens? I will what? Oh, come on. When you got a God that says, I will. Not maybe. Not I might do it. Not I'm gonna think about this for a minute. He says, if all of the components, do you guys understand how much power is at your disposal? Ask your neighbor, do you really know how much power is at your disposal? See, y'all been playing. This is the problem. Y'all been playing. You've been playing church. You got a hip, you got a hopscotch diamond, and you just been just playing games. He has an expectation for you to embrace his name and the power. You got a nuclear spiritual bomb that you're able to release. Goes to work. He's working. And he's trying to do some stuff in your behalf, but you won't even believe in his name. So I believe I use it. No, you just saying his name. But you're not believing in his name. And it says this, go here to the 9th chapter. Ooh, Father, of Yohanan. That power has to go to work. You're not going to be able to do anything greater unless you in the name. And just because you not in it don't mean that it don't work. Okay, let me put this. Just because you not in it and you not working in it don't mean that it don't work. And don't hate when somebody that really believes it uses it and it works. Because we got some haters in here. Wait. It's not, it don't take all that. Okay, you just keep on saying that. That's why you ain't got nothing. I'm going to show you. You got to work. And you got to depend on his name to put it into action. And so it's 9th chapter, the 4th verse. I must the works of him that sent me. Come on. Yeshua. This is red. Tell your neighbor, this is red. That means Yeshua's saying this. There is, he didn't say, I should do the works. I might do the works. No. I must work the works. Wait. Work the works. See, you got it? You with me, Carol? It's your birthday. I know you. You can't just work. You got to work the works. What is the works? The works are what you can invoke in his name and the power that is in his name. And to do any work, you got to work with the works. You got to work the what? Tell your neighbor, we got to work the works. See, the works is that greater stuff. And you gotta take that greater stuff and you gotta work. You gotta use that greater stuff to do the work. Tell your neighbor, just work it. And it's not optional. It's like, I must work the works of him that, because he got sent for a specific purpose, for a specific work, to accomplish a specific purpose, and he did that. He didn't sit on his behind. Ooh. He didn't sit down and say, I wonder what I need to do. I wonder what my purpose is. He was working. And the beautiful thing is, when you work in the works of Yahweh, the living logos, you work in the word. The word works. And you work in the word to do the works. While it is day, there is an urgency. He was like, listen, while I can see what's going on, I got to work this. Because guess what? Something's coming. I don't know if y'all understand what's going on in this world, but let me tell you something. Night's coming. Night is coming. It's going to get dark. So you got to work the works while you got an opportunity. The word that you're hearing in here in this truth right now, it ain't going to be here forever. It's not going to be. These opportunities are not going to be here. What? It's about to tell your neighbor it's getting dark. Because it says, it's getting crazy because it says, the night coming. When what? No man can what? Work. Come on, y'all. Come on. Tell your neighbor, come on. You got to get this. And the last thing, 1 Corinthians. It's not the last thing because we still got to get into what this work is. What does it look like? What does it sound like? We got to get this basic stuff in. We got to get this foundation. You didn't even know that you had to work the works. You didn't even understand that you had to be in his name to even invoke all of this power. Right. Time is coming and no man can work. 1 Corinthians 15 chapter. He's expecting you. Come on. To do the works. 1 Corinthians. Yes. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. I'm just going to leave you with this. The 58th verse. There is a reason and a purpose for what he's asking us to do. But I'm going to encourage you right here. 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 58, verse says what? Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of Yahweh. What does that mean? Always abounding. You're always what? Working. You're always busy. And not, you're doing it steadfast. You're not doing it sometimes and then giving it up and then picking. You
constantly. Tell your neighbor it's a constant work. And tell yourself, I need to always be abounding in the work of Yahweh. Why? For as much as you know that your work is not in vain. And doesn't that go back to what we was? Everything that you do means something to Yahweh. Every time that you use the name of Yeshua, the power is working. And what I heard from an old song, it's a wonder working power. It's working. Tell yourself, I got to get to work. Say it again. I got to get to work. I got to get to work. Tell Yahweh, I'm going to get to work. See, some of y'all thinking that you're working, but it's all in your mind. You're just thinking. You're just thinking that you're doing something, but you're not really doing anything. I challenge you. Challenge you. Examine yourself this week. Ask him. Yahweh, am I where I need to be so I can work your works? It's not just Pastor working works. It's not just Pastor Tom working works. Everybody that occupies a seat in this house has a work. My question to you, are you going to work his work? And I'm asking you right now, because you know what? He works for you. And guess what? He's still working for you. Who knows what I'm talking about? He's still working. Thank him for the work he's doing. Father Yahweh, we come to you right now in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, the name that possesses that working power. The name that we should not just say, but we should be in. So much so that he's a part of us. So much so that as we speak, the living logos goes in operation. Help us right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Help our lives, help our thinking, help what we say, that we understand the direction in which you want us to move. And understanding this, we are careful to give you the acknowledgement and the glory and the honor. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. Keep your head bowed. And I ask that you bow your heads because I'm going to ask a couple of questions. And if you are a believer that understands this process, you will be interceding as I ask these questions. And if you are not understanding this process, that you will open up and receive what I'm about to say. We're talking about being in a situation where we understand the relationship that we have with the Savior, that it would even be possible to do these things that we're speaking of, that we'll be able to embrace a better life, that our life will be able to transform. Many people say, hey, I need to get my life together first, then I'll come to him. No, that's not how it works. You can't get your life together by yourself. You need him to get your life together. And so if that's you and you say, listen, I need assistance in getting my life together, and I know and I believe that he can do this. If that's you, we can get you started in that process. And it all starts with you just saying, pray for me. And you acknowledge that, we can pray for you by raising your hand and saying, that's me. I need to get my life together and I want assistance in that. So I raise my hand and say, I need him. And we'll pray for you. If that's you, just raise your hand. I pray for you today. Hallelujah. That's one. Hallelujah. Hey, second call is this. Maybe a person says, hey, I've drifted away. I had a relationship with him, and then I got away. I got caught up in my mind. I got caught up in other stuff, and I'm not where I'm used to be. And I know that he's calling me back. I know that he's drawing me back to him. If that's you, that says, I need restoration and I need assistance to be restored back to where I used to be in him, raise your hand and I'll pray for you for restoration. And that's why we have people's head bowed, because the enemy tries to tell you, don't raise your hand. People looking at you, ain't nobody looking. They got their heads bowed and they're interceding for you. So just raise your hand if that's you that says, hey, I need restoration. I need to be restored back to you. Everybody has their head bowed. Now, if you raised your hand for any of those things, I want you to declare that by coming up here where I am, standing with me, and we're going to pray together. Don't worry about anybody looking. Everybody has their head bowed, and I have some strong intercessors up here with me right now that are going to pray with me, with you. So just come forward with me, and we're going to get everything we need today. Hallelujah. Keep your head bowed.